Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. No Chappelle today, but we are going to spend some quality time on Gossip Corner. I cannot wait. In a new statement, former President Trump is suggesting that unless the issue of election fraud is addressed, Republicans should not vote in 2024. Jimmy Fallon said Democrats heard and were like, let's get this guy back on Twitter. Kimmel, did Nancy Pelosi write this for him? Kimmel, it seems like he's telling Republicans not to vote. And of course, this brings up the age old question. How do you solve a problem you made up? Seth, wow, he's been out of office so long, he's forgotten how threats work. That's right, Trump is urging Republicans not to vote in the midterm elections unless the fraud of the 2020 elections is uncovered. But for some reason, the thought of only Democrats voting still isn't reassuring to me. I do think that Trump is constantly making life difficult for Republicans who just want to use him to win power. Sorry, you guys bought a ticket on this train wreck and now you can't get off. And not from Late Night, but from the All Pro Lines podcast. I like this one. An older woman on the prowl for younger men is a cougar. An older man on the prowl for younger women is the Jaguars head coach. Great job, All Pro Lines. Check out their podcast. Let's go to Gossip Corner from Jezebel. John Mulaney's ex-wife, Anna Marie Tendler. She's on TikTok. She's already got 100,000 followers. Jezebel says over the weekend, Anna Marie Tendler shared a video on how to put on a duvet cover. Jezebel writes, it's quite good, and after 30 plus years, I still struggle with duvet covers as though I'm dealing with the riddle of the Sphinx, and I imagine having this video at the ready will prevent me from having a meltdown the next time I do laundry. In the video, Anna Marie Tendler is in a Phoebe Bridgers shirt and leopard print pajama pants in a room with beautiful green wallpaper. She's effortlessly demonstrating how to do something that is famously very hard to do on your own. Impressive. Then on Monday, she posted a TikTok at 7:26 a.m. We're getting very specific with the Gossip Corner today. 7:26 a.m., Anna Marie Tendler, now free of John Mulaney, had to share with the world how to butter a piece of cinnamon raisin toast and get the perfect butter slice from a stick of fresh-from-the-fridge butter. She's going to get a Netflix special soon. Oh, that's a dig. We're going to get there because we're on Gossip Corner. Sadly, in the video, Anna Marie Tendler admits that the butter hack is the last life hack she knows. No idea what she'll do next, but we are watching. All right, staying on Gossip Corner, Drew Barrymore had a hilarious girls' night out, says Yahoo. On Sunday, Drew Barrymore posted an Insta with her friends and comedians Chelsea Handler, Sarah Silverman, Amy Schumer, and Sarah Cooper. Drew Barrymore described the group as legends. Now, you might not recognize all these legends. I'll remind you, Chelsea Handler in 2012 received the Comedy Person of the Year Award at Montreal's Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. Pretty good. Sarah Silverman has won an Emmy for Outstanding Writing for a Variety Special for We Are Miracles. Pretty good. Amy Schumer, you know, she'll sell out Radio City. And the Writers Guild of America gave her an award for Best Comedy Variety Sketch Series for Inside Amy Schumer. And the fourth legend, Sarah Cooper. You know Sarah. She pantomimes to Donald Trump videos on TikTok. So clearly all four are legends. And Drew Barrymore says, to be with these women who make the world a better place, their wit and humor heal us, make us happy. They're so strong. I had to share. I was like a weirdo asking to be in pictures with them. I'm a fan. I was fangirling out so hard. Thank you to these comedy goddesses who are also amazing humans to boot. Wow, pinch me. Staying on Gossip Corner, Kumail Nanjiani got a little help from his mom in figuring out what to wear for the MCU red carpet debut for The Eternals. Have you seen Kumail? He is jacked. I've been sitting on a bunch of articles. There is so much press slash propaganda about Kumail Nanjiani's workout routine. I'm saving it for the weekend. I'm just not interested in it. Short version, he looks pretty good, but I don't care. All right, you worked out. Great, whatever. Nanjiani, who plays cosmic energy-powered superhero Kingo in the new film The Eternals, enlisted his mother, Shabana, to find a designer in Pakistan who would make him a traditional Pakistani sherwani to wear for the occasion. He told The Hollywood Reporter, I wanted to wear a sherwani because, one, they look awesome, and two, my costume in the film always reminded me of sherwanis, and I wanted to use a designer in Pakistan, not just a Pakistani designer in the U.S. So I called my mom. She gave me the names of three amazing designers in Pakistan. I wanted the colors to be similar to my costume colors, and purple and gold are a beautiful combination. The paisley pattern is very traditional as well. The Eternals opens November 5th. Are you excited? Supposedly the buzz in that movie is really good. So every day on the Instagram, which is at Daily Comedy News, I do a little post to try and trick more people into downloading my podcast. Honestly, that's what I'm doing there. And I posted yesterday a picture of Jim Gaffigan because yesterday's lead story was Jim Gaffigan. Now, Boat Houseman commented, he used to be funny. And I thought about it, and I think Jim got into a rut doing what I'll call the Jim Gaffigan character. So I'm not talking about the Hot Pockets, and I'm not talking about the audience voice thing he would do where it'd be like, you know, hey, and this is a punchline. Oh, I didn't like that punchline. Like, no, I'm not talking about that. He got into a little bit of rhythm for a couple specials there where he would do this sort of delivery. This joke has a premise. Premises are kind of this rhythm of speaking. And he did a lot of that for a few specials. And I feel like he got out of that on the last special, whatever that was called, the one with all the travel stuff. And the buzz from this Minneapolis taping the other night, I feel like I'm hearing that he got out of that, which is good. So Boat Houseman, I think that's what you're experiencing there, that he was just sort of becoming a Jim Gaffigan character. Whereas if we compare that to what Dave Chappelle did recently, whether you agreed with the words or not, Dave presented it as if he was just talking to you. This was a guy sharing his thoughts on stage. Now, it may be super well rehearsed. He may have planned out every breath, every pause, but it came across as a guy talking to you as opposed to, you know, sometimes a premise. So if Jim's getting away from that, I think that's a good thing. Let's stick with Minnesota news from Inforum.com. Say it with me. You're home for comedy news. Minnesota car dealer takes comedian John Oliver's commercial challenge, a screenshot of Steve Johnson in the Nickel Pickle sale commercial for Zumbrata Ford. There's a photo in the article I'm looking at on Inforum.com, and it's captioned, a screenshot of Steve Johnson in the Nickel Pickle sale commercial for Zumbrata Ford. Zumbrata Ford owner Steve Johnson said, our phones are blowing up, after his new commercial was launched online by John Oliver. Johnson has owned Zumbrata Ford for 22 years. He's known for his loud and goofy car commercials that feature him and often his daughter wearing silly costumes like pickle suits. So how did Johnson end up filming a 90-second tense domestic psychodrama about the end of a marriage and an all-wheel drive minivan that was written by John Oliver and his team? Johnson said, I was somewhat familiar with the show. He did a bit a few months ago, kind of lampooning car dealers that all did crazy ads like me. We're all kind of similar. What does a pickle have to do with selling cars? I don't know, but it gets people's attention, and it rhymes with a nickel. On one of Oliver's shows in June, John issued a dare to dealerships. He offered a free car commercial script, but the dealer would need to agree to shoot the TV commercial without any changes, plus they would have to agree to the condition before even reading the script. Johnson said, we raised our hand. I think we were chosen partially because no one has ever heard of Zumbrata before. It's like a soap opera TV commercial. They liked it. We liked it. It was a lark. I don't know if it'll sell any cars. It wraps up with Steve Johnson in his now familiar pickle costume saying, couples therapy, schmupples therapy, and new car is what you want. John Oliver laughed and said, we put you in a pickle and you did something that truly made me feel like my heart was going to explode. The ad runs in the southeastern Minnesota market this week. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by the podcast Travel Is Back. That's one of my many side hustles. On Travel Is Back, I get in my car and I go somewhere and I tell you what I like to do when I'm there. This week, I am sharing with you Arizona road trip. It started last week in Phoenix and now the road trip is up in Sedona, which is just gorgeous. If you've never been to the Arizona desert, trust me, do it. I know you think it's just like tan sand. It is not. The Arizona desert is beautiful. If you want to hear me talk about it, it's kind of like this, 12, 15 minutes. Every week I do plays. I've done Nashville, Chicago, Boston, Princeton, San Diego, Seattle, some other places. It's called Travel Is Back, wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, remember when we were little kids, or perhaps when you were born, there was a Mel Brooks movie called History of the World Part 1? They're finally making the sequel to the 1981 film. Guess what it's called? Did you guess? History of the World Part 2. The 1981 film, Part 1, was made up of segments set during different periods of world history, among them the Stone Age, Ancient Rome, the French Revolution, and it featured musical numbers, including one about the Spanish Inquisition, which nobody expects, by the way, and, of course, Jews in Space. The 95-year-old said, I can't wait once more to tell the real truth about all the phony baloney stories the world has been conned into believing our history. This will be a series, so not a film, but it'll be a series airing on Hulu. Mel Brooks is a writer and executive producer on the series, along with Nick Kroll, Wanda Sykes, and some others. There's no word yet on which world events the series will cover. Hulu has ordered 8 episodes of the show. Production will begin in the spring of 2022. Vulture wrote about Joe Firestone and asked the question, what even is a comedy special? Is it somebody complaining about the complaints they received about their last hour of stand-up? I see what you did there, Vulture. I thought we weren't talking about that today. We're not. To comedian Jo Firestone, who made a name for herself by putting on the weirdest, most chaotic comedy shows New York has ever seen, it means teaching a class of senior citizens how to do comedy and filming them as they perform in front of an audience for the first time. It's called Good Timing. You'll find it on Peacock. They advertise in Daily Comedy News, so Peacock, Peacock's awesome. Everybody get Peacock. Thanks, Peacock. I know some people say nobody has Peacock, but everybody has Peacock because Peacock's awesome. Good Timing is a tribute to comedy's power to create community and simply bring people's joy. Jo Firestone said, I tell them about my life in comedy. Like, I tell them how I got graded at UCB, and I keep threatening that I'm going to grade them. So there's this one woman that started dyeing her hair blue over the course of the pandemic. A lot of people stopped getting their hair dyed, so she's decided to start dyeing it blue because it was easier to do at home, and it looks pretty cool. So I was like, okay, you all get extra credit next week if you come on with blue hair. And I forgot I said it. When I came back the next Monday and I opened the Zoom, one guy had dyed his beard blue and another guy had went out and bought a blue wig. It was so beautiful. It was so exciting. If you met all these people individually, you wouldn't necessarily think that all of them are friends. They're not similar at all, except for their age group. It's very sweet to see them bonding and doing things for each other, like buying each other socks that are an inside joke or dressing up like each other. It's very sweet to see and it's very funny. It does feel like a comedy scene. Are you in Washington? The Bad Medicine Comedy Troupe comes to the DC Improv today. Producer Isaiah Hayden told WTOP, if laughter is the best medicine, then we're bad medicine. That was before we ever found out there was a famous song, a Bon Jovi song, not one of their top hits, but if you played it, people would be like, oh yeah, I know that. So what will you get if you go see Bad Medicine at the DC Improv? Dark humor, 100%. Stuff you shouldn't laugh at, but you're going to laugh at because it's funny. It's not cringe humor, but it's definitely dark humor. We're doing written material that we've worked on. It's all about sketch comedy. We come from a political town, so we don't want to do political stuff. We're focusing more on the slice of life things, random moments, the awkward moments, the things you want to take back and never see again. We're zoning in on those moments of life and blowing them out of proportion with absurd comedy, characters, musical numbers. The talent is trained by the acclaimed Second City and Upright Citizens Brigade, says WTOP, as well as local organizations like the Washington Improv Theater and the Dojo Comedy Theater. DC Improv is looking to expand into the sketch comedy community and help grow that scene. We've partnered with them to teach sketch classes and workshops online that really hit a stride in the pandemic. So now we're bringing those classes in person back to the DC Improv to hopefully build younger up and coming sketch teams. Even though there's a lot of snark in my voice today, I think that is actually awesome. The guys behind this also have a podcast called Sketch Nerds. I'm unfamiliar with it, but I'm not kidding. Here's my phone right here. I'm going to download it as soon as I stop talking. On Sketch Nerds, we talk and interview other sketch comedians about their favorite sketches. We break them down about why they're funny. We break it down and figure out what are the beats of the joke, who's in it, when did it air. Sometimes you find golden nuggets. That includes Norm Macdonald. Isaiah Hayden called him one in a million. No one has his style. No one has his cadence, his speed, his understanding of how to tell a joke. A comedian's comedian. And that is your daily comedy news for today. Hey, with all this stuff about Chappelle, I haven't been hitting you up for coffee, and I've had to pay for my own coffee for like 2 weeks. Thanks, Dave Chappelle. Now I'm against his special as well. Netflix should ban it because I don't want to spend $5 on coffee. But you could change my opinion by going to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You could throw any amount you want in the tip jar, suggest an amount, $5. I'll take $1 million if you got an extra million laying around. You never know. Maybe Jeff Bezos is listening. Hi, Jeff. Love your products. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I will take your money and I will use it at the National Donuts chain where I will get a large iced coffee with caramel and milk and learn from the people who came before you. Throw some comedy material in the comments there and we can make a bit out of this in the mid-roll. You know what I'm saying? All right. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. Instagram is at Daily Comedy News. Chime in on stuff on the Facebook group, which is Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. See you tomorrow.